Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
All right, so of course you can take control of the airwaves, and that is the point of the program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. As usual, all kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight, and Jesse Ventura is pretty upset. I don't know if you guys saw this news, but of course Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler from the WWE, or I guess what was the WWF at the time that he was doing it, of course, left his wrestling career and had an illustrious career in playing bit parts in movies, and then became the governor of Minnesota. And unfortunately, he didn't really do anything that I know of for freedom while he was governor. Maybe he did something, but it really wasn't anything to write home about. Mm-hmm. But the big deal about Jesse Ventura was that he was elected as someone who wasn't a Republican or Democrat to a fairly, you know, influential political seat, the governorship of Minnesota. And so that was what the big deal was about Jesse Ventura, is that somebody could get elected as a third-party player, or I think he was... I don't remember what his party was back then, but it definitely was not Republican or Democrat. I don't know if it was an actual party or if it was just, I'm an independent. I don't recall that.
As far as I remember him being just an independent, but that was, what, like 15 years ago?
And, of course, he sounded a lot better than his Republican. Gosh, I guess you're right. It probably was at least 10, if not 15.
Yeah.
But he sounded different. He sounded better than the Republican and Democrat competitors. And because he was Jesse Ventura, he got some press time and actually ended up making it into, I think, the debates and was treated, you know, kind of like a real candidate would be treated. But still, even all the pundits were saying, there's no way this guy can win.
Hmm.
And he did. So I guess it's nice, you know, that's kind of the lesson to be learned from the Ventura thing. But he's still been in the limelight ever since getting out of the governorship, unlike most political governors. I mean, most of them you probably even know by name, but Jesse Ventura still has that name recognition. And so he's been popping up in the news here and there, and just a few days ago he popped up again out of St. Paul, where former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is so upset by the dismissal of his airport security lawsuit that he threatened Friday to apply for dual citizenship so he can spend more time in his beloved Mexico, either that or run for president of what he labeled the fascist states of America. Ventura sued the federal government in January, alleging that airport scans and pat-downs amounted to unreasonable search and seizure, which, of course, is what you really would have to argue, because the Fourth Amendment says that they can search and seize whatever they want as long as it's reasonable. So you can't be subject to unreasonable search and seizure, but all they have to do is have a man in a robe say, well, that was reasonable. And
right.
That's all that, you know, that legitimizes any kind of invasion of privacy. So he was saying it was unreasonable what happened at the TSA airport scans. However, a district judge in St. Paul threw out his lawsuit on Thursday, ruling that it should have been filed with the Circuit Court of Appeals. Outside the federal courthouse in St. Paul, Ventura said that he hadn't decided whether to continue pressing his lawsuit. He said he wanted to make his case before a jury, not a panel of judges. Ventura has said a titanium hip implant in him in 2000 that was implanted in him in 2008 sets off metal detectors, and that agents previously used handheld wands to scan his body. Said he was subjected to a body pat down after an airport metal detector went off last November, and said he has not flown since and will not fly commercially again. Ventura, who's a political independent who served one term as governor, teased he might have to run for president to change the policy and a court system that he regards as broken. Probably the president can't do that, though. In fact, I don't even know how you're supposed to change a broken court system.
Right. Or if there's any really practical way of going about that rather than just dismantling it.
Right. Well, how do you dismantle it? I mean,
it's so...
There's so many things that courts can do that aren't even legislative. Like, they have this power called contempt of court that really isn't authorized in the legislature that I know of. It's just one of those supposedly inherent powers that that courts supposedly have. And there have been court decisions, and I wish I could think of a specific one, but there have been decisions in the past where the legislature will attempt to do some, you know, pass some sort of legislation controlling the courts, and the courts will just review the legislation and declare it as unconstitutional.
Right, because they're the branch that interprets the laws.
Yeah.
So they can interpret it any way they want so that, you know, they can even just throw it out or not uphold it.
Exactly. So what can you really do to the court system? How can you really... have an effect on them, even from within the system. I mean, maybe I just don't know enough. I certainly am no political expert or anything like that.
Right.
But I've seen those, you know, I've seen examples of that in the past where the court has just basically been like, yeah, we're just going to toss this law. You're trying to control us, the legislature? We're just tossing this out.
Right.
Because we don't, you know, we don't have to listen to you. We are separate from you, and so therefore you can't be in charge of us, and the executives aren't in charge of them either. So would it have to be like a constitutional amendment? That's what I'm thinking.
I guess that's it, because that's supposedly where they derive their power from.
Right.
Is from the Constitution, whether it's state or federal.
But they don't follow the Constitution either.
Yeah, then there's that problem as well. So this whole working within the system is very, very frustrating for anyone that's ever done it. I actually just got back from the Cheshire Democrats meeting here in Keene, and I actually attended the Republicans meeting earlier this week. So I'm just kind of dipping my toes into both pools, just to see what things are like from the political perspective. And it was nice to see some liberty activists at the Democrats meeting, at least up here. And I just got off the phone earlier today with a guy out in California who had all kinds of great ideas for us. I was like, well, are you going to move? He was talking about how awful California was in comparison to New Hampshire. I said, so why aren't you? Because he said earlier in his phone call he wasn't planning on moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I said, well, why not? I mean, all he was doing was complaining about California and how bad it was there and how great it was here politically in comparison. You know, like up there, he said the state reps get over $150,000 a year. They get three offices. They get huge staffs. They get a free car. They get, you know, gas money. They get all kinds of, you know, health care. They get it all. And, of course, here in New Hampshire, it's $200 a year or $200 for 2 years or something like that, and a little gas stipend to get you to Concord, and that's it.
Wow.
So it's like night and day. You get no office here. You get no staff here.
Right.
You can call the state reps at their homes here. And the guy was like, yeah, you can't do that here. I wrote letters to these guys. They never even wrote me back. I said, well, why are you still there? He says, well, I'm making headway. He's got a plan that he's going to implement there in California, and
all by his
change
lonesome,
everything.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a big state to change. I mean, and there's so many different areas of the state that want so many different things. You know,
it's humongous.
Yeah, Sacramento, you know, wants to, you know, rain down on everybody with their legislative you know, edicts, basically, you know. And
then you got the more rural areas. And
sure, like Northern California, Southern Oregon, Jefferson, if you will.
The state of Jefferson.
Nah.
It's hella big.
The state of Jefferson or all of California?
Yeah, all
I
of
don't
California.
Know. I just wanted to say hella because whenever anybody...
you also have...
Oh, that's
like
a California thing, right?
It is a Northern California slang term, and I just... When I hear it, it makes me cringe. I don't know what it is about it, but I do not like it. Especially because it seems like it's all they say. Like, they say it a lot. I mean,
well, New Englanders have wicked. But
they have wicked.
I feel wicked isn't as bad
it's
as hella.
It's not as bad as hella. That's hella tight.
Right. It's wicked good, son.
1-855-450-FREE. You're certainly welcome to share your favorite colloquialisms or not-so-favorite ones. A little bit more about Jesse Ventura. He said he lost his patriotism. Remember, he was talking about leaving, getting dual citizenship, going down, living part of the year in Mexico, because he's sick and tired of what he describes as the fascist states of America. And I share his frustrations. He said he lost his patriotism. He says, quote, I will never stand for a national anthem again. I will turn my back and I will raise a fist.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty serious.
Powerful stuff, yeah. That's going to be pissing off quite a few rednecks at whatever sports event he's at.
Yeah, I don't know where he was saying that. I think it was just a press conference out in front of like a courthouse or something like that. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Michelle Seven actually was just down recently at the Operation... I keep calling it Operation Occupy Wall Street. And she says she feels like it's going to fall apart.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk more about what's going on in the Occupy movement, but or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, man in Boston has been beaten for recording the police. 1-855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
English people speak the way they do because the suits they wear don't bend too good. And they have to stand up straight, you know. And see, they're not as relaxed. They all sit up straight no matter what. You've never seen an Englishman leaning unless he was dying. And even then he's saying, I'm so embarrassed that I'm leaning here, but it seems that my life's leaving me, you'll see. You say everything twice. Here. I went to a party, and this Englishman kept saying, I say, and then he didn't say nothing. He had a friend with him, kept saying, quite so, quite so. Quite so what, man? What are you two talking about?
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's
1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We've lost a Luther. He is feeling a little, I guess, sick this evening.
Yeah, his stomach hurt.
Yeah, so he's taking the night off. So it's Julia and I here, and again, you as well. If you make the call, 1-855-450-FREE. And we're going to get right into your phone calls. But first, want to let you know about what's coming up here in February, the 23rd through the 26th, happening at Nashua's Crown Plaza Hotel. It's a beautiful hotel. in Nashville, which is the second largest city in New Hampshire. It's going to be the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. And you'll be able to hang out with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what freedom is all about. And you'll get to see some great special guest speakers like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute for Justice. You may remember the IJ from the Kelo decision, the Supreme Court decision way back when, where they came in and they defended the seven folks that were trying to have their homes stolen by the government in New London, Connecticut. So IJ will be there, Michael Cloud for the Center for Small Government, as well as more. There are more speakers who will be announced. Usually there's a couple panel discussions as well, banquet dinners, kind of the usual convention atmosphere. However, it's not quite the usual convention because this is a convention full of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And you can save 10% if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL2012. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get signed up there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use our code FTL2012. Save 10% on the already low early bird prices. It's under $200 for the whole weekend. And this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's a really great deal for a convention anywhere you go. And on top of that, you can always share a room with some people and save some extra bucks that way. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live as well. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We go to Doug, listening in Minneapolis. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hi, is this Child Protective Services?
I'm sorry, you've got completely the wrong department.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I got to tell you, I was at a Chinese restaurant moments ago, and I saw three young Asian kids below the age of seven processing raw vegetables while their parents or their friends or whoever was doing other work, other parts of the restaurant. So this is a complaint I'd like to lodge. These children are being brutalized. They're being forced to work. Sure, they're laughing and having a good time and making a game out of this, but it wasn't fooling me. These kids need to be protected. Don't you agree?
Julia, you've worked in the food industry in the past. How do you feel about bringing young kids in there into the kitchen and having them work?
It seems unsafe, but I mean, in mom and pop, I worked for Panera, which was like a chain, so it's different. You
but
know what I mean? Mom and pop restaurants. We didn't have any kids back there, but I worked with a family who had grown up basically in the back of a restaurant. They said that's where they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's not really uncommon with mom and pop restaurants.
Right, and the girl behind the counter who took my money and worked the cash register was not over 10. She was probably 9. Now, she's taking a perfectly good job from an able-bodied adult. That's just wrong.
Those darn kids coming in and offering their labor for lower than market value, how dare they?
I know.
It's un-American.
Fantastic, and they're getting probably a better education than they ever would in a public school.
Oh, man, the best thing that ever happened to me was going to work. I mean, my mom brought me in at, I didn't work at a restaurant, but she had a thrift shop, and so I was running the cash register and, you know, going out and putting polish on furniture or whatever, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, and these kids, there literally were the three of them. They were probably all under seven, sitting at a table, plucking off the ends of pea pods, and, you know, they're all laughing and having a good time, and I just wonder if there's some busybody out there would actually turn them in if they would get in trouble for that.
Well, usually, and those busybodies exist, and that's why we have child labor. Well, that's why child labor laws exist, because somebody decided that people shouldn't be able to work beyond a certain or before a certain age. But usually, there's an exemption for family members. That's usually
now,
the way
I don't
that.
No, they were family though. What if they were friends of family? You know, some of these communities are very tight knit.
In that case, you're right. There is that possibility, but whoever the investigator is would have to ascertain who is what. And so just, you know, at a glance, it may not be obvious that the person is friend or family, and there would have to be some way to, you know, be sure about that before a charge could be brought, I would think.
Right.
There's a little girl that hangs out at the Chinese restaurant here. I see her every time I go in there.
Right. Hey, by the way, did you watch the Jesse Ventura press conference?
No, but we were talking about how he is pretty pissed about the so-called fascist states of America, as he put it. And I have to say I'd agree with him on that. It's like more of like a fascio socialism, but still
right.
fairly accurate for him to say that. And he says he might be leaving to Mexico because, or at least part of the time, because he's sick and tired of this crap.
Right. Well, if you get a chance to watch it, just tooting my own horn here, you'll see a young videographer walking around Jesse Ventura, taught him everything he knew. He's one of my proteges. And get a load of this, dude. This young videographer who is in the best, he's Jesse Ventura, he's in the video as he walks around.
Mm.
That guy came to me, offered his services for free to learn video. He was an audio guy before. He wanted to get into video. He worked for free for me for about a year and a half. And now
you slave master.
I know. And now he's doing professional. Jesse works on Jesse's show. He's been done editing at WCBO Television, which is a CBS affiliate here. He gets called in for these press conferences and gets hired. He does a fantastic job. He's making more money now than I was doing.
Your phone's kind of in and out. I don't know if it's something happening on our network side or if it's on your side. It's kind of popping in and out a little bit. But so you're saying that being able to work as an intern, work for free, basically, was able to get this gentleman the experience that he needed to really kind of get a foothold in the industry?
Absolutely. And he does a great job. And he worked for free, not even any official intern program.
Say, Doug, I'm curious, are you going to the Liberty Forum coming up in February?
I was looking at airline prices yesterday and was appalled and trying to get my girlfriend out there, and it's going to be very expensive. I'm going to try to get out there at least myself and might even interview.
Excellent. Well, I imagine there might be some carpools going as well from different parts of the country. That might be a way for folks to save even more money. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The phone number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. I did interning as well. When I was 17, I got an internship. 17? Yeah, I was 17. I got an internship at what was the company that used to be Clear Channel, or I guess it is Clear Channel now, but it wasn't Clear Channel at the time, but it was Clear Channel in Sarasota. And I worked for about 9 months for free, doing things like packing the station van, driving the station van, unpacking the station van, hanging banners at different events where, like, disc jockey would come to. They would just show up. I'd have everything all set up for them. They could just sit down, do their disc jockey thing, and then I'd clean it all up, go pick up pizzas, pick up wings from Hooters, just kind of basically be do-boy for the radio station. And 9 months later, they asked me if I wanted an on-air internship, and I said yeah. And actually, I guess it was part of the 9 months. But then later, I had the opportunity to get hired on the weekends doing overnights. And that's just, in the media business at least, that's how you got to do it. Internships can be very valuable, but not just in media, but in all kinds of industries. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. You're welcome to tell your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
And you can bring us whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Inviting you on over to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of archives there. In fact, going all the way back to late 2006, they are all free for you over at freetalklive.com. So head on over and enjoy them. Share them, give them away, whatever you want to do. Once again, freetalklive.com. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40 caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. This SR-40C features a thorough hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. See it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. That's Ruger.com. Let's go to Ringo, listening in Atlanta. Ringo, are you really listening on WAOK in Atlanta tonight?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's great to know. I didn't even know we were on WAOK. I'll have to call the program director tomorrow and thank him for that. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
I basically want to talk about the Michael Jackson incident.
Yeah, what about
the trial? Just stating that the doctor just got the wrong end of the deal. Other doctors have participated in Michael Jackson getting to that particular condition.
Now, point of clarification on this, I honestly haven't been following it closely because there's just so much going on. What has the trial wrapped? I mean, I'm totally in the dark. What happened?
Are you with the radio station?
Yeah, we're right. I mean, we're not with.
You should know all about this.
I wish I could know about every.
Right now.
Oh, sorry, Ringo. What?
I said Rob Redding is talking about it right now on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm familiar
with
the
same station with Rob Redding.
I don't know. You said you were listening on WAOK. It was news to me that we were on that station. So I don't know if you got some phone numbers
W-A-O-K
mixed up.
WAOK 1380 in Atlanta.
Yeah, great station in Atlanta, no doubt about it. So, no, I'm not on this is not the Rob Redding show. Did you think you were calling the Rob Redding show?
Yeah, that's the number he gave.
Something must have gotten, some phone
something
lines must have gotten switched.
What station is this?
Somewhere. Well, this is Free Talk Live. We're on a bunch of stations around the country. And it's an open phones talk show, so you can call in about whatever you want to talk about. on this show. So I'm happy to talk about the Michael Jackson situation, but if you do me the favor and you know, inform me, because not everybody listening knows what's going on, and I don't know what's going on. Julia, are you?
No, I don't either.
So
Julia,
maybe
you don't know what's going on with Michael Jackson.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I know that there was a trial. I know there was a
CNN and cable news.
I don't watch television, everything. Man. TV doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Doesn't do anything for you. Well,
there's a lot going on in the world. I can't follow. Hold on, man.
You know about his death? I'm pretty sure.
Ringo, I know he's
on anyway.
I got the news that he died, and I got the news that there was a trial. They had put his doctor, the doctor at the time, on trial. But you know, I'm not BS. I'm not gonna. I'm not going to BS you, man. I mean, I don't know what's going on, so that's why I asked.
What's your station?
I'm sorry?
What's your radio station?
Well, as I mentioned, we have over 100 radio stations that carry Free Talk Live across the country.
Okay.
So I think what happened was you maybe called the number for Rob Redding too late. Maybe he's already off the air or something. That's what I'm being told by my board operator.
But this is, I'm assuming that's what it comes on about this time. I'm listening to it right now.
Well, Ringo, will you humor me? Because I mean, I feel ignorant. Okay, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what has transpired with the Michael Jackson trial.
Rob Redding had his opinionated show basically, and my opinion is that the doctor is getting the wrong end of the deal. That basically, I mean, if you want, you tell your readers, whoever you work for. That this doctor's, Michael Jackson was already drug addicted. My opinion. He's been drug addicted. This doctor took over, evidently, and continued to give Michael the drugs that he was getting already. He was paid, $110,000 a month to, administer this drug to him, and that's what he did. But Michael's already drug addicted.
I agree with you, Ringo. And I pulled up the news here, and it's fresh as of an hour ago. Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And we can get into some of the details on it here in a moment. But I agree with you. I think that each individual is responsible for his or her own choices. And if Michael Jackson wants to pop pills, that's up to Michael Jackson. And it should not be the responsibility of the doctor to monitor, you know, whether or not the person is going to be abusing themselves. I mean, I think
right.
that...
And basically, you could see his role. Come on, $110,000 a month. He's a drug dealer. I mean, all the doctors that administered to Michael evidently were drug dealers, basically, personally, for Michael Jackson. And they
kept
everything private, professional drug dealers with PhDs behind their name.
And I don't think any drug dealer deserves to go to jail. I don't think that people who sell drugs are...
You don't think drug dealers, you need to go to jail.
No, of course not, do you?
You don't think drug dealers need to go to jail?
No, do
really?
You?
Yeah, well, I think drug dealers need to go to jail, for sure.
No, why? I mean, they're just giving people what they want. I mean, people want drugs, and the dealers are supplying them.
Yeah, we all did our little thing in our day, but if it wasn't available to people so easily, that would deter people from drugs.
Well, see, that's just it. The thing with prohibition is it actually makes the drugs that are out there much worse than they otherwise would be.
This is a drug radio station. Is this a drug radio station? You advocate drugs?
Well, no, I'm not a huge fan of alcohol necessarily, although I do use it occasionally myself. I don't think there's anything wrong with all.
On radio.
Well, wait a minute, Ringo. I mean, you asked me a question. Do you want an answer?
You don't think drug dealers need to go to jail. I want to see here in your radio station.
No, and I don't think any drug user should go to jail either. I mean, as long as you're a peaceful person.
Drug users need to get fixed.
Wouldn't you agree that, Ringo?
They need to go to jail. I don't think drug users need to go to jail. Just get cured.
Okay, all right. So we agree on the part that drug users don't belong in jail, but the drug dealers, in many cases, are a lot of them are just users trying to cover their drug habit by selling to a few friends.
A lot of them are drug dealers. That's what they do. They make money.
That's okay. It's all right to sell things to people that want to buy them, isn't it?
No. It's different.
Well, what if you? Well, now wait a minute. Now liquor. Now back in the day, almost 100 years ago, the liquor was made alcohol rather was made illegal, and you know
they
we had
crooks. They were criminals. They're still criminals.
Well, so do you think that alcohol should be prohibited again?
Well, I think, no, it's legal now.
Well, right, I get it. It's legal now. And in
America.
And heroin used to be legal.
Congress and made it legal. That's why we have the Kennedys, millionaires, and all of that.
Sure. Well, they realized they made the wrong decision by making it illegal.
Millionaires, and they're running this country right now.
Ringo.
What you say?
Ringo.
Yeah.
They realized they made the wrong decision in the first place by making it illegal, so they made it right by making it legal again. And don't you think the same thing should happen with the other drugs? They made the wrong decision. There's all kinds of violence.
We know drugs are bad. We know liquor is bad. People go in the hospital, okay? Liver conditions, you know.
But don't you think the war on drugs is worse?
Come on, we got overdose on drugs and things like that. We know it's bad.
Ringo, I agree with you. Drug abuse is a horrible personal problem.
It's available to you, but it's very, very damaging to you in the long run. It feels good. It's just like any sin. It feels good while you're doing it, but in the long run, it kills you. Okay? And that's what I'm saying.
Ringo, Julia has something to say to you.
Well, I was going to ask you what you thought about the fact that high school and middle school students say that it's easier for them to get their hands on illegal drugs than it is to get alcohol. Because you said that you don't want them to be available, but they are available.
Exactly. Ringo, do you want to answer her question? We can stick with you here if you want to stick with us.
Yeah, we can answer.
All right. Hang on, Ringo. We'll come back with you here in a moment. Apparently, we're not on WAOK, but I've talked to the program director in the past. I'll give him a call tomorrow and say hi. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, even if you've completely gotten the wrong phone number. It's Free Talk Live.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And those features, by the way, include the AMP program. That's actually something that allows you to support the show. You can go and become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and getting more people encountering the message of freedom. Because, well, that's, I think, really important. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can help us out there and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we bring on Ringo, he's back with us listening on WAOK, or actually probably not actually listening to us on WAOK.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, there was a bit of confusion because we're on a net. We're on a radio. What happened, Ringo, is we're on a radio network that has different programs, and Rob Redding is one of those shows. And that's the station WAOK picks up Rob's show. I don't think they pick up Free Talk Live, so I think you were listening to Rob's show.
I was listening to your phone number, too. It's totally different.
Yeah, somehow something got switched around. Anyway, you made it routed through to our board, and we're talking to you about drug prohibition because what started the conversation was Michael Jackson's doctor being found guilty of what they call involuntary manslaughter. And you know, we agreed on this position that this man should not be going to jail. I mean, it's Michael Jackson who's responsible for Michael Jackson's actions. It's not the doctor's responsibility.
I think it is the doctor. The doctor was acting somewhat as a pusher. He was a pusher man.
Sorry. I thought you thought that he shouldn't go to jail.
I'm saying he's not fully responsible. Oh,
okay.
He needs to go to jail and all the other doctors that was tending to Michael before that doctor got to him. You got to understand, this doctor got to him, I think, the last year he was on contract with him.
What do you think should happen to him?
Intoxicated or whatever, you know what I mean, or hooked on the drug when that doctor got him.
Right, so you're saying this is one doctor in a... Yeah, you're saying this is one doctor in a long line of doctors who are enabling Michael Jackson's habit.
Exactly.
So what do you think should happen, if anything, to this doctor?
I think he should get a combination of probation and 2 years in jail and 2 years probation.
All because he let Michael Jackson get his hands on some prescription meds? I mean, couldn't...
Right. No, he was actually getting drugs for him. He was using forged names of individuals to buy that drug for him. You understand? So, indirectly, it's involuntary manslaughter because he basically was... He didn't directly administer, but he was buying the drugs for Michael Jackson. And that's why... He complied with his death.
Well,
he
now
tried
music
to hide
performer
by not using his original name, but therefore he knew it was wrong. So it was it was predictable. He was planned. It was pre-planned.
Now, Ringo, if you look back at other musical performers in the past, you know, Jimi Hendrix, look at Elvis Presley, other people in the past, they've died of
drug
overdoses. And in some cases, they weren't being prescribed things. They were just getting them through the black market. So musicians have a long history of drug abuse and death at the hands of their own, you know, their own drug habits.
We all know what Michael's very private, trying to be private. And he paid for his privacy, and we all know that. This guy was making $110,000 a month. Come on.
I just don't think that having even the whole drug prescription thing should even exist. I think that doctors shouldn't be able to prescribe anything, and that you should be able to just go to the drugstore and buy whatever you want off the shelf. How do you feel about that?
No. I don't think you should be able to buy anything off the shelf. Because there's a lot of different drugs out there that can harm an individual.
Well, yeah, but can I
not even know about?
Well, I can go and buy a bottle of aspirin, Ringo, and I can harm myself with it.
If you take too much of you, all right.
Right.
You can't, but you don't need more. We know we could drink a codeine cough syrup a lot could probably knock you out. But we don't need to fill the shelves up with more drugs. Detrimental drugs that are out there that are used by medical doctors and by hospitals. We don't need our shelves free access to all those type drugs.
Ringo, hold on for one second. Hold that thought for a second. I just realized, Julia, you'd asked Ringo a question before we went to break, and we totally spaced out, and I didn't get back to that. What was the question?
Well, Ringo was talking about how he didn't want drugs to be available to be widely available, and I'd like to point out, Ringo, that I think that drug addiction is really horrible, so I definitely agree with you on that point. But you said that you didn't want them available, and so my question to you was, what do you think about the fact that it's easier for kids in school to get their hands on illegal drugs than alcohol?
It's a sad thing. What I think is that if they can, since I don't deal with that particular peer group, and they do have access to it as easy as they do, it's a tragedy. It just showing what direction our country is going to. It shows the direction that generation will be like when they do become older. They will probably look older. Their minds will be probably more distorted than ever because they're starting off on some serious drugs at a younger age. I hate to see their children and the generation that they will grow up in starting with those serious drugs, as you say, that they face. They're doing those type of things at that age. I'm afraid of the generation that's coming up after we leave here.
Well, I'd like to point out out that not all drug use is drug abuse. Like alcohol, there is a wide variety of usage. There are plenty of people who do use drugs responsibly. I think that I started using drugs when I was probably about 14 or 15. I've used my fair
share. What kind of drugs are you?
Well, let me finish. Now I'm going to be 27, and my drug usage has really dropped off. I don't use a lot of drugs, but as far as what drugs I have used in my teenage years, I really liked hallucinogenics like acid. I ate a lot of ecstasy. I smoked marijuana. I've never done the more like addictive drugs like heroin, coke, meth. Those drugs didn't interest me. But my drug use was really a very positive thing. And now that I've gotten older, I've sort of, you know, working and life is just generally takes priority. And I don't have a lot of time for drug and alcohol use, and it really doesn't control my life at all. So I'm just curious what you think about that, because you seem to be under the impression that all drug use is bad, and I think that it can vary a lot.
Yes, all drug use can be, if you use it frequently and become addicted to it, it can be bad.
I agree.
Some people, if you use it every day, or it depends on the type of drug, too, because you got some people who do cocaine, spends up a lot of money, mess up their career, boom, they're gone. They can't get another job. They got a bad reputation. Can't get anything in their life.
There's no doubt.
It's very difficult for them.
Ringo, there's no doubt that drug use is a personal tragedy. But here's an interesting thing to consider is that because of the war on drugs, the price of those drugs goes up dramatically. You mentioned cocaine and people spending all kinds of money on it. Well, it doesn't cost a lot to go to the store and get a bottle full of aspirin. And the reason why there's a huge price differential between...
Or get the concoction to make meth.
Well, that's a pretty dangerous process for the most part. Most people don't engage in it.
You are right.
But my point is the black market dramatically increases the cost of these drugs, which increases the crime that's associated with folks trying to get their hands on those drugs. And the black market also makes the drugs more dangerous because of impurities in the manufacturing process. You've got some meth head manufacturing meth in their back of shed or something like that, or in the basement. And that's dangerous to that person and to that person's family and surrounding the neighborhood. If you take drugs out of the hands of criminals and you put it back into the hands of businessmen, the drugs become safer, they get cheaper, and therefore you won't have as many... Hold on, Ringo, you won't have as many overdoses.
And, like alcohol...
You're right, and I agree. There has to be some control mechanism, but all drugs used recklessly is bad.
That much we can agree on, Ringo. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate your time. At 855-453.
I like Ringo. He was a good sport.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And, people don't know, they don't realize all these things about prohibition. Maybe they heard about prohibition back in the day with alcohol, but some people just haven't made the connection. They haven't thought about it really enough. And once you start to really kind of put your mind to the issue of prohibition and drug prohibition, and you draw some parallels between today and what happened nearly 100 years ago, because I think, the original prohibition start in 1917? So we're coming
with
up.
With heroin.
With
alcohol, yes.
I think it was 1917. So, we're coming up soon on the 100-year anniversary. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.